Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Arbi Akashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Kufei. The Gemara throughout Amud Beis, going into the next Daf in Amud Aleph, speaks about the story of Bilam and Bilam HaRasha trying to curse Am Yisrael. So in this short shir, we'll try to point out a few ha'oros that comes out from the sugya that will give us a little bit of understanding in the parsha of Bilam. The Gemara at the top of Amud Beis says, Kel Zoyim Bechol Yoyim, the Gemara that's brought down also in Brachas and in Avodah Zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, there's an anger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Bilam wanted to use that anger to be able to curse Am Yisrael. So first of all, we have to understand what is that anger that Kadosh Baruch Hu has. And the second thing is, what does it mean that Bilam tried to use that and say a klala in that moment? Don't we know that Bilam was trying to make Kalil Am Yisrael? He had a whole set of klalos that he came to do on Am Yisrael. How does that connect that to that moment of Zam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And additionally, Gemara says that those days HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not angry, and therefore Bilam was not successful. On the other hand, the Gemara says at the end of Amud Beis, Vayafuch Hashem HaKlal Livracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned around the klal to bracha. So mashma, not that there was no anger, but the klal did not work. And the Gemara concludes and says that Kulam Chazru the klal. Everything, all the brachas came back to klal. How does that work? If Bilam came and said a klal, and he did that come out right, he came out as a bracha, so how does it go back to be a klal? So the Mahalach, which comes down with Divrei Rabbeinu, especially based on the Yesodos that Ramchal taught us, is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where you have a hester of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't see Gilui Hashem so clearly. And the reason was, in order for a person to have a challenge and to be able to have a nisayon, he's not going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so clearly. And then he has a nisayon of Torah and mitzvahs. Will he do the right thing? Will he do the wrong thing? So though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mimale kol ha'almim, v'soyev kol ha'almim, he's all over the place, and he's really controlling every single thing that happens in the world, but it doesn't appear to be that way. It doesn't seem to be that way, as the Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Gimel and the Baal HaTanya and Shar Yuchid Ve'emunah speak about. This thing that prevents the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way which is clear is called Midas Hadin. Because although Midas Hadin means judgment, means that a person has to be judged on what he does, it also means that a person stands on his own, stands in a place where he needs to accomplish on his own. It's a din, it's a judgment. He's not just seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere he goes. He needs to bring the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Din is Loshon Dai. Sha'amar Lo'lomoy Dai. You don't see the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly because the Midas Hadin is, so to speak, the mask, the cover-up that doesn't show HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly in the world. Many of the Choytim, many of the ones that are trying to sin and rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are ones that we learned, that we know in previous generations, are talking about people that believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So how do they come and rebel? Because their understanding is that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Midas Hadin, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Hester, the fact you don't see him, it seems to them that mimele, we have a place where he's not there, where he's not revealed, so we can do and operate the way we want to operate. Not knowing that though he's not revealed, but he's still there. This is the understanding of Bilam. Bilam knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. He speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a Navi. But he feels as though there is a Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you can speak to him. There is a place in this world where he can operate on his own, where he has his own control, his own domain, and he could do whatever he wants to do. Furthermore, there's another nekuda into this. Once you have a world where you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that allows the toildo, the creation of the evil and bad in the world. The whole sitra acha, the whole bad, the whole concept of something which is the opposite of Gilui Hashem, is there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is covering himself, we don't see him, so immediately that allows the creation of bad in the world. And that's the idea of klala. What's a klala? A curse. What does a curse mean? A person goes and he curses somebody else. He brings evil and bad to somebody else. How is he able to do that? Because we are in a world where it seems that the place is a makom for ra, and immediately you could do whatever you want. You could take that ra and implement it on somebody else. Bilam was the one who was the master mekalel. He had the power of his mouth to use his mouth to create evil and bad in the world. In other words, to utilize the Midas Adin to its fullest. As my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal explained, what does it mean, Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim? Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry every day. There's one moment of anger. What's the moment of anger? That represents the Midas Adin. As Rashi says, beginning of Chumash, B'tchilo Olo B'machshava Livre So'ilu Midas Adin. The world starts with a moment of Din. That's what creates the world, that's what makes all the options of judgment and of Hester in this world. And every single day, every day the world is created again. So you again have that moment of Din that's called Kel Zoyim B'chol Yom. Once we have these concepts, we already have an understanding. And although there's much more what to be ma'arich on this, but some of the ideas start to fall into place. Because Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, so then when you have Midas Adin in the world, so then Bilam has the ability to draw from Klala. He's able to make evil through his mouth because there's a Midas Adin in the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo Yizamti Chol Sama Yoyim. There was no anger. There was no Midas Adin in the world during those days. So there's no Midas Adin, meaning there's a Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Revelation. So then there's no bad and there's no evil in the world and everything is good, because if you have Or Pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Or Pnei Melech Chaim, when there's a revelation of Hashem, everything is sweet and good. The whole bad in the world is because coming from the Hester of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you don't see Him. But if you don't have the Hester, you don't have the Midas Adin, you don't have the Kama Zam or Rega. So then you have only Gilui Or and everything is a Bracha. That's what it means that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoifech, the clothes of Bilam, from Klal to Bracha. His attempts to come and draw from Midas Adin, the evil, and create bad, were unsuccessful because there wasn't Midas Adin. There's no Midas Adin, there's no Asterim. If there's no Asterim, there's nowhere to draw from. But once Am Yisrael Rechoyte, and Am Yisrael bring back the Midas Adin, and as we'll see Be'ez Hashem in the next daf, and in the Shom Achshava that we're going to talk about, what is the Chet of Am Yisrael? How does that trigger Midas Adin? But once that happens, so now you have a revelation again of Koiches Hara. So you mail and now you have the ability to draw bad to the world. So Kulam Chazru L'Klalo. Everything goes back to evil except one thing, which is Batei Knesiyos or Batei Midrashos. Batei Knesiyos, Batei Midrashos, that's where you have Ashuras Hashchina. That's where you have Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there's never going to be evil and bad. So the discussion over here, the debate, the fight over here, is do you have the Midas Adin to draw bad from it? Or you don't have Midas Adin, you have Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no mechitzes, and you may all bad turns to be good. And this is the back and forth in this Gemara. And obviously there's many more details that need to be explained based on this, but this seems to be the key to understand the Parsha of Bilam and the Mahalach of this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or what to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.